listening to the Multifamily Podcast, brought to you by Ron Ruiz and Martin Canciola, co-founders of Apartment SEO, a premier Google agency, where we discuss current multifamily and real estate trends, apartment marketing strategies, and speak with some of the most influential thought leaders shaping the multifamily industry today.
Welcome to the Multifamily Podcast with Ron and Martin. I cannot believe it, Ron, but it's 2024 is right around the corner and we will be saying goodbye to 2023. How are you feeling right now about going into the new year?
Wow. Well, hello. Good to chat with you. Welcome everybody. I cannot believe, we say this every year, right? I think all of us say it. It's like, you know, can't believe the holidays are here. The year end is here. 2023 was pretty wild, I think. I don't know. I mean, it's, you know, we're celebrating our 10 year. So for us, there was some milestones going on. I think we're all looking forward to the new year and definitely trying to wrap up 2023 with a bang.
Yeah, totally. I mean, I feel like, you know, 10 years, that's the big deal, right? 10 years in business. You remember in 2013 when we first set up shop in Long Beach, we were in our co-working spot and just how far we've come from that very day.
Yeah, actually 2013, we were in the loft of my house.
Oh, yes, first. Right.
Definitely. Yeah. We started smaller than that. Yeah. Humble beginnings. But no, to your point, I am very honored and proud that we have, you know, been a young startup, scrappy, self-funded, made it to 10 years. That's a huge milestone for any business. Digital marketing, multifamily, you know, they've proven to serve as well. And I think, much like other, economic upticks and downturns, I think multifamily always shows to be strong. So we very much appreciate all of our business partners out there across the country for helping us get through the 10-year mark. So super excited about that.
Totally. So let's get into some of the major milestones and initiatives in 2023, shall we? I would say the first and foremost one is developing our first self-service platform, Ads Manager, which is a Google Ads search builder for apartments. So Ron, what would you say inspired us to get this project up and running?
Well, obviously we are a Google Premier partner, as you know, and many do know that out there. We've been a partner since for about like, oh my God. I mean, a partner in general for like 9 of our 10-year existence and a Premier partner for our 7 of our 10-year existence. And through that, we recognize just obviously the power of digital ads, obviously in and around any business model. We have always been and came out of the woodwork as a full service agency. And I realized the need when we started utilizing AI, oh my God, what, like 2019, 2020, what most people are, I know we're talking all about, and that's a buzzword now. And it's funny because we've been utilizing it behind the scenes for many years now. And so when I saw that, I saw the efficiency that our team was getting. I saw how many man hours we were saving, you know, the bandwidth we opened up just internally on having our smart ads utilized within our campaign management team. I said, you know, this could be great for the end user. You know, there was clients that wanted to do it alone. There's a few competitors out there, but you know, who better than, in my opinion, than a digital ads platform, a company that does full service solutions, that does this day in and day out, to build a software as a service and sell it to companies that would not need or don't use or don't have a need for a full service agency. They have, you know, maybe the marketing teams and the bandwidth themselves, the knowledge. So it was so important for us to do it. We started it during what I called our downtime, which was COVID-19. So we worked with our development team and built it and it's ready to go.
Yeah. I mean, just taking the best of what we know and been doing as apartment marketers for the last decade and putting it into an easy to use software platform that really any apartment marketer could just kind of dive into without even knowing the ins and outs of building a Google Ads campaign, can plug in some basic information of their community and be up and running within the hour, really. So it is a pretty big breakthrough. And I'd say the next major milestone kind of ties into Ads Manager and us developing more in-house self-service platforms, is our actual application integration with Yardi. So you want to dig into that a little bit?
For sure, yeah. I mean, we've always had like some form of integration partners out there, and definitely know that, you know, we want to get deeper in and have more capabilities. So we're working with our partners at Yardi. That's already a done deal. Working on the rest hereafter. actively as we speak. So that will be next that we can speak to. The benefit of that, as you know, is we would be able to utilize the real-time availability like we do currently already, but we are building a system where we could have, we're doubling it as called smart ads. So being able to have real-time or ads based on your real-time availability. So it'll be able to scale your growth. It'll be able to save money. We'll let the business intelligence do the work for all of us, right? Our teams, as well as their need out there. So we're really excited about that. And that is coming very, very soon.
Yep, Yardi. And then also we have some other integration partners coming on the horizon as well. So we're very excited for 2024 and all the new partnerships coming up. A recent one that we just actually inked up is LCP Media. You know, with them really pushing their 360 tours, the digital assets, now they have a way to actually turn their virtual tours into little short form vertical videos that we can actually use in Performance Max, which is a rich media campaign type that uses search, display, YouTube, Gmail, and Google Maps all in one. Same thing with demand generation, a very YouTube focused campaign. We're able to use LCP Media's assets to actually bring into our campaign. So that was another, we've been working with them forever and just referring clients to them because of just the services that they offer. LC Media is just the powerhouse and the kind of content they can create. So we're just happy to now to be able to actually bring that into our campaigns for the clients that we have mutually.
Totally. It's a game changer. I mean, we've always been obviously that media partner out there, but just let's be honest, content is king and we want beautiful looking content. And so, yeah, it's a perfect marriage, right? It's everything that we do and they do, and it's just combining it. So, and they're fun to work with. So you'll see us more on the conference circuit moving forward.
Yep. More, definitely some fun stuff ahead there. So I'd say overall though, moving on to like actual initiatives and strategies, we're definitely focusing on this year into next year, generative AI focused SEO strategies, EAT, which is, you know, it's now, it used to be EAT, which was expertise, authority, and trust. Now it's EEAT. So it's all about experience, expertise, authority, and trust. So how do we show that our communities and these residents are having experiences that are pretty much coming through with reviews, right? So the more Google Map reviews we can get on a community with a positive sentiment, the more we see them kind of grow positively in the rankings as well. Also becoming more of a publisher. So the communities need to become publishers, whether it's on Google Posts, LinkedIn blog, publishing on their own blog and website, and creating content about the community and becoming the expert in the local area is going to be a big win for those willing to take the extra manpower and actually put together the contents, the videos to make that impact. Another big initiative that I think everyone has seen is the rise of Bing and ChatGPT. With Google, obviously, is always going to be, as of right now, the King Kong of search, getting you the most of your community's traffic. But when reviewing like performance reports for clients, we're seeing Bing rise up as a top source of traffic. We're talking top three, top five. Even if it's still only 10 to 20% of extra traffic, it's still 10 to 20% of extra traffic that you could be getting. And from what I'm seeing in the data, the time on site, the engagement rate on how many pages they're viewing through. So all those major metrics we look for positive engagement, Bing is actually kind of surpassing Google. So even though it's a lesser amount of traffic you're getting from them, the quality is actually getting way better. I remember when we kind of were first talking Bing in 2013, it wasn't a major conversation. The quality and traffic was not there. So now we're looking at, you know, Bing organic SEO strategies, as well as also looking more into Bing ads for our clients in the future. Because we see with ChatGPT, more users becoming, just getting more familiar with the Bing conversational search engine and actually utilizing it more. I see even like people like me who are pretty savvy, I'm using Google and Bing and they both serve their purpose now. So I have them both open and I'm utilizing them more and more. So I think I can't be the only one doing that. There's got to be other people out there using Bing. The amount of users just constantly growing. And that's something we want to keep tabs on moving into 2024. Next is actually being a premier Google partner. The biggest AI-powered Google Ads campaigns are really at the forefront now. So pushing Performance Max, where I mentioned that, where it's like five campaigns rolled into one, search, display, Gmail, YouTube. So being able to maximize and get complementary traffic on top of your other search and display campaigns. And also if you have a lot of rich video, demand gen, where that takes advantage of YouTube being shown within the results, short form videos as well, You know, that's going to be a big push for us. And I would say last but not least is the overall enhanced reporting and attribution with some AI features. So being able to look at your performance report and being able to pull out recommendations from it, and even maybe being able to actually create a video, AI video generated video from the actual performance report itself. So if you just want to have a quick synopsis on what's going on, you're able to actually check that out and at your leisure whenever you can.
Yeah, those are all huge. Definitely love and appreciate that you shared what we are up to and what the world of digital marketing is. But how about, so this is my favorite part of when we do a year-end recap, is for some of our audience, what are things that they can keep an eye on moving into the new year?
I see one of the biggest things right now is the battle of the AI search engines will continue with Google. Obviously, they have Bard. They have a newer one version of their AI that was recently released that is supposed to contend with ChatGPT. So right now, we're just keeping close tabs and pulling up different searches for apartments and how they're going to be looking in Google, how they're going to be looking in Bing ChatGPT, and just keeping a close eye on the generative results that we're able to kind of see and quantify. But just know, if you do have access to some of these, like Google's generative search engine, it is only certain people have access to it. So if you do, or if you get it later, that realize they're always going to be changing. With right now, the AI search engine for Google is in constant beta, so the UI is constantly fluctuating and changing. So something to be mindful of. But we're going to be bringing a lot of examples of common apartment searches and different things people would probably look for, so we can see, you know, whether it's informational, transactional, or discovery, that we want to just see the different types of searches and be able to kind of show our clients what that could look like and kind of think of strategies on how we can make sure to be placed in there, because you're still going to have Google Map results. You're still going to be tied to your reputation and sentiment. So all that is still going to tie together on top of like your actually overall authority, how much are you publishing? And so it's something to be mindful of, but I think you have to have a Bing strategy. You have to have a multi-SEO platform, and you got to be in YouTube, because even though TikTok and Instagram are all the rage, when you look at actual videos ranking in Google or in Discovery, which is Google's new app, you're going to find 98% of them are YouTube. So if you don't have a YouTube strategy, there's a very big missed opportunity, where I just think overall multifamily is kind of sleeping on YouTube still.
I think so too. A total big opportunity.
Mm-hmm. So the next one.
This is actually every year we say this.
Yeah. It's been a growing. Yeah, it's still there. The opportunity is still there. But yeah, it's.
And with partners like LCP, it helps you.
Mm-hmm. Totally. The next one was actually very controversial. It came up. My friend Joy in the SEO space, she kind of found this out. So keep an eye on local Google SERPs for apartments around opened and closed hours, because some, mainly service businesses, from what they're saying, depending on your opening and closed hours, if you're open and somebody searches for that service, then you usually have pretty good placement. And then if for whatever reason you had placement, but your hours were closed when that person searched, that your Google rankings would go away during that time. And so this is mainly for a lot of service industries. As of right now, for our like actual apartment clients, as of right now, there's no major fluctuations in rankings based on that, but I'm going to continue to kind of do testing and running the ranking reports at different, you know, basically hours where the apartment wouldn't technically be open, and then kind of getting a full spectrum and making sure that we are in the clear there. But she did get a little feedback from a Google search liaison on the topic, and this is what they said. The team tells me we've long used openness, which is hours open, as part of our local ranking systems, and it recently became a stronger signal for non-navigational queries. This might change in various ways as we continue to evaluate the usefulness of it, however. So they're saying it's here now, but it might change later, depending how the users are, you know, if it makes for a better user experience or a worse one, right? So just because they're not open, Ron, doesn't mean they're not the best choice, right? And they can't call and make an appointment. So
and it could lean on the side of like more of it's more for the user than clearly for the business operator, right?
Exactly.
So I think we want to make sure, especially during the holidays, that we keep our hours up to date.
Yes, totally. And it doesn't mean go switch your hours for your apartment to 24 hours, because that little trick actually doesn't work. So just FYI there, do not do that.
Good disclosure.
Mm-hmm. Probably the last one, I'd say again, just tying it all together with more video, creating more rich media experiences, whether it's actual video testimonials, Maybe you hired a new community manager. You know, there's so many opportunities to showcase a specific floor plan, a specific amenity or feature. And YouTube Shorts and more vertical video is where you're going to want to be because there's less competing results for these types of content. Whereas right now, with the rise of ChatGPT, AI-created content, there's going to be so much regurgitated content on the web that it's not going to set the bar really high for actual content strategy. So if you want to set yourself apart in the SERPs and Google search results pages, you're going to want to have a short form video strategy because that's the only way really you're going to be able to get that extra oomph and extra traffic. And if you do a good strategy with YouTube Shorts, you can get more traffic back to your websites when you link back to the shorts to your actual main page or apply now, whatever it may be. So there's tons of opportunity there again with YouTube Shorts.
That's some great insight. So let's get into some multifamily related news. Thanks for sharing that, by the way. I always love the recap. So obviously, this is a big topic, right? So some of the biggest news being around interest rates. That's a nasty word, but it's starting to go down is what they're saying. And obviously the feds are looking to make some adjustments. Let's hope. As we know, currently hovering around 7%, coming from 8%. Can you believe that? When I talk to my parents about it, they're like, that's nothing. Like in their lifetime, you know, we were all spoiled in our generations to have bought homes and stuff at a very, like almost free money, right? Mm-hmm. We miss those days.
Wasn't it back then it was like 10 or 15%, something.
And then some.
Ridiculous, yeah.
Yeah, my parents bought a home in the 80 or 81, and it was in the teens, and they had enough money to assume the person's loan they were buying, so they got a better favorable rate than what was out there at the time. But yeah, it was in the teens. So 8% we're crying about, and yeah, money is not cheap anymore, but it's going down, and so that's a good thing. But what I always say, and the reason why we want to talk about the real estate market overall, like, you know, home buying percentage, is because clearly it works in concert with and in favor or against the rental housing market. And so the one thing that we're identifying according to Yahoo Finance is that inflation truly is still alive and well. Obviously, it's we're working on that. But the number one component to inflation is still rent, and almost at 7% there. What I do know also from talking with our operators and just, you know, keeping an eye obviously on the market overall is that, you know, there is some reduction in rents in some markets. Concessions are coming up. We see them again. We also have the ability of seeing, you know, where they're not going to have as big of a rent growth in the new year. I, as you know, Martin, am an investor as well. And I, for over 12 months, we've been being told that this is the writing on the wall. We still saw some gains, you know, in as investors. So while rents may not be going up the way they were, we were so spoiled with getting those 10%+ rent increases there. I think what I've known about multifamily for the decades that I've been in it is that we will be fine. So I'm telling you guys that right now, for those that need to know. It may be bumpy. We may not see the gains. Again, much like the interest rates, we're going to cry all about it. But multifamily is very resilient. Because of those interest rates, people may not and are not buying homes and or not moving. So they're going to be renting if they need to make a move for the same reasons. Some people are lifetime renters. Obviously, some people are changing jobs, relocation, all of the above. So the rental market is here to stay and is going to stay strong.
Yeah, I actually pulled a quote from a guy I follow. His name's Grant Cardone, and he's actually a real estate multifamily investor. He's really big on just multifamily and really pushing it, you know, as like a really the main best way to build wealth over a lifetime, just always pushing multifamily. But he said the Fed will make more renters in this country in the next 2 years than it has in the last 50 because mortgage applications are at all-time lows, Cardone says. What do you think on that comment?
I mean, exactly that, what I said earlier. I think that, you know, multifamily, when markets go down, or the markets have gotten crazy. I remember the 2008 financial crisis. I remember the, 9/11, like that was a rough time.
COVID crisis, yeah.
Right. We definitely still saw strains. I mean, when people were losing their home and had to walk away from their homes in 08, you know, some people had to shack up, share, and maybe some people went from a one bedroom to a two bedroom. So there was still movement. Even during COVID, I think we proved to ourselves. I remember in the first couple of weeks of COVID, clients were saying, we need to stop advertising because nobody's renting. And then like within less than 2 weeks, they're calling like, we need more traffic. Like people are renting, but we need more. So I think that is a very true statement. I mean, when mortgage applications are lower, people are still have their natural life changes that are going on, right? I mentioned earlier, like, you know, jobs, relocation, marriages, divorces, whatever it is, new babies, you know, increased school, all of the above. So we are going to be good, but let's buckle up.
Well, that's pretty much the main topics we want to discuss today. So, Ron, if you have any final comments before we wrap up the show?
No, I mean, this is always fun. I appreciate us doing the podcast. It was nice to have, you know, we always toy back and forth about our next guest and our next guest. And I personally always love the year-end recap. I definitely want to say a shout out to all of our listeners out there that happen to be our active apartment SEO clients. Thank you so much for an amazing year and another great year of partnership. I promise you that we are continually to double down on our tech efforts, our growth as an organization, our development overall, and just what makes us, what makes us the best breed digital marketing agency. What I was going to share is my team knows that we've had several senior team events this year. And I said, what does the next 10 years look like? And so be assured we have a long laundry list of items on there that we are going to be working on. We already are. We're deploying immediately in the new year and are going to continue that. So thank you for your partnership. For those that don't work with us currently, you might want to. So that's all I want to say.
Yeah, and definitely,
please, everybody have a safe holiday.
Totally. And a shout out also to the whole Apartment SEO team.
Yes, and the team.
Know, without all y'all, you know, it wouldn't be possible. I know we have some definitely listening in. I hope so, right?
Always.
But no, definitely 2023 was an amazing year. 10 years. Who would have thought, Ron? We did it.
Started with the two of us, and now we have over 70 associates around the country and beyond. And we definitely are very blessed. Yes, thank you to the team.
So many good things coming. So be on the lookout, folks. Again, that's it for 2023. We hope everyone has a safe and prosperous new year moving into 2024. We look forward to our next podcast guest joining us on the show and the exciting topics we will be discussing in the upcoming year. So make sure to subscribe to the Multifamily Podcast at multifamilypodcast.com and get your free marketing analysis and reputation report card at apartmentseo.com. Until next time, bye everyone.
Ciao.
Thank you for listening to the Multifamily Podcast, brought to you by co-founders of Apartment SEO, a premier Google agency with your hosts, Ron Ruiz and Martin Kinchola. Join us again next time as we continue to bring you the latest and greatest in the multifamily industry.